يا ملهمي وصلا وما أدنيتني أغريتني عيشا وما
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We have a very special live session of Studio 6 coming to you very, very soon. Make sure you keep listening for that. We'll say more in about 30 seconds to a minute. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and we have a very special Studio 6 session for all of you. For those of you who do not know what Studio 6 is, it's a series we have here at the station where we bring artists up to Burnaby Mountain and then bring them down to the dungeons of CJSF, usually up on our YouTube channel. But this is a very special one because we have a band actually live in studio that's going to be airing live for all of you in just a few seconds. This is Dirty Aesthetic, a local Vancouver indie garage rock band. They look dirty. They sound even dirtier. So, once again, Dirty Aesthetic, only on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6. We hope you enjoy.
dirty aesthetic.
Welcome to CJSF. How's it going?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for coming up on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, thanks
for
having
us. Our first live radio broadcast of Studio 6. Give it up once more.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Awesome.
So much. Thank you.
So you guys are a local band here. Yes. Tell us a little bit about how the band formed, how you guys started.
So back in like November of 2024, I believe it was, I was just going to do like a solo project. Came up with the name Dirty Aesthetic, and then me and Josh here, we were in a band together beforehand, and just brought him on like to listen to a few songs that I had written, and he goes, if you ever need a session player, just let me know. And I was like, nah, dude, no. It's way more fun being in a band anyway. So
absolutely.
I brought him in. He brought the other Josh in, and then everything just kind of came together really quickly, very, very quickly.
Wonderful. And how long has this quintet been together?
About just over a year now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
fresh stuff.
Just over a year. Actually, yeah. Bardi is fairly new, but...
Nice.
Yeah, but everybody else.
Nice.
About a year, yeah.
And have you guys played around town a little bit? I know you guys did a show just recently.
Yeah.
We were out at Redgate last Sunday. We've done a couple sets before. We did the Roxy, Biltmore, Portside, a couple shows.
There you go.
We did a couple sets at Kits Beach, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
nice.
We just pulled up at Kits Beach and just played. We got a warning from the cops once.
Sorry about the noise complaint.
Yeah.
They let us finish, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Very that's kind. Cool.
They didn't
that's
write
chill.
Us a ticket, too.
Shout out
really
VPD.
Chill.
Nice.
Yeah. We hired them.
And any shows coming up that we can kind of percolate in the audience's mind while we're listening?
Well, tonight we're going to be playing a festival at UBC at the Fraternity Village. We're opening up for Jade Lamac. That'll be tonight. And then we got a couple more coming up, a couple shows at Green Auto in April. We got one at Leo's Clothing Supply March 27th.
Nice.
Yeah, come out, guys.
Absolutely.
Please.
All right, let's hear another song from Dirty Aesthetic.
This one's called Corduroy. We'll be right back.
Awesome. So good.
Thank you, guys. That one's out everywhere right now, so yes. Check it out. Corduroy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Spotify.
Yes, Spotify. Apple, all, the, title, all of them. Everywhere.
YouTube Music.
Google
YouTube
Dirty Music. Aesthetic. So good. How would you say your sound kind of came about? Like, what influences did members pull from? People that, you know, made an impact on you.
Yeah, Ocean Alley is a big one for me, and then Backseat Lovers.
Backseat Lovers
as well.
Is a big one. Nice. We used to cover a lot of them.
Yeah, we also started out covering like Kilby Girl and Pool House, and you know.
Yeah, we dip a lot into, like, the older stuff, too. I mean, most of our background comes from, like, that 60s, 70s, kind of 80s style. Like, we love that retro stuff. That retro sound, and we kind of like to mix it with that new kind of indie wave. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we think the combination of the old and the new is kind of something that brings us our unique sound.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just trying to make our dads proud, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of Zeppelin, a lot of Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's that sensibility of groove, but also forward looking, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You want to pay homage, but you also want to set down your own foundation and traditions.
Exactly. Yeah. Music's changed so much over the years.
Too. Absolutely.
Especially rock music. It's changed Absolutely. So much over the years.
It used to just be rock.
Yeah, exactly. But even, like, it keeps on changing no matter what. Like, you start with, like, the Beatles, and then you get to Zeppelin. It's just such a big leap, right? So we're trying to forward that again, you know? Get rock music back in the eyes of the people, you know?
That's Absolutely.
The goal. That's the goal. It's kind of been lost for a bit here, you know?
Agreed. Yeah. Shall we have another song?
Sounds good.
Beauty.
Let's do it. This one's called Blue Rose.
you.
Thanks, guys. Yes, shout out to CJSF for having us, guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much.
We love you. You guys good to do one more?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Do some more. Do some more. Play forever. All
right. Keep showing you guys some stuff off our EP we dropped last month called Sugar on the Rock. So this one's called Heart Home.
Also check out the DIY.
We got a DIY slide right now. He's in a beer bottle right now.
Yeah, a little French lemonade bottle that's been sitting on my desk for 4 years.
He's a wonder, man. He can do anything.
Scraped it off by hand.
I think I should tune this real quick.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, you're tuning. Tell us a little bit about that EP, because you guys did send it over to us.
Yes, yeah.
We got some of those advanced tracks,
yeah.
Which is sick.
That one was a year in the making. We recorded it around April of last year, and then it took a long time for our producer to just get the stems of of the recording, and yeah, it came out in November. Mm-hmm. Not November.
January.
It was a long time in the making.
Real long.
By the time we got to the end of it, we were just like, can we please just get this out?
Where did you guys record it?
Was that Studio 6 out in East Van?
The other Studio 6.
Yeah. 604.
Nice.
604 Studios, yeah. Carly Rae Jepsen recorded there.
Hey.
You're on Nickelback soundboard.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was great. Absolutely. Really cool environment to record there, but it took way too long to get the thing finished.
Yeah.
We were just we have so many new songs now that we're so excited for, but this EP is just such a a heart love project for us, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's it's about falling in love and then falling out of love or getting the love taken away from you. So it's basically a story all the way through. Starts with a love song in the beginning, the amazing feeling of being in love, and then by the end of it, it's the last song is called White Flag, which is okay, I'm ready to get the heck out of here. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's basically
the aesthetic theme. Narrative.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The dirty aesthetic narrative.
There you go.
Yeah. This one's called Heart Home. Close, it's like a bottle of jazz.
was nice.
Thank you guys.
That was nice. This is a question I ask all the bands that come up here. If you could jam or record with any musician, who's on your dream, on your bucket list? Where? Zep?
Zep.
Come
Zep.
On, let's go. John Paul Jones.
Oh, yeah.
John Bonham.
John Bonham, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Robert Plant, Jimmy Page. Let's go.
Singing with Robert Plant would be crazy.
Yeah.
You
know?
We could get some Billy Preston on the keys.
Oh, let's go. Deep cut.
Nice.
Nice.
Also, the Paul McCartney, John Lennon.
Paul McCartney's the easy one.
Classic ones, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Andy
Bork
from the Smiths.
Hell, nice.
That's a good one.
There you go.
There's so many. There's so many to choose from.
Yeah. Well, in the future, people are going to be asking you guys.
That's the dream. That's the dream.
Maybe. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You mentioned that, yes, you had an EP, but you have a whole bunch of new songs as well.
Yeah,
any plans to lay down some tracks, or have they already happened?
We've actually already laid a lot of them down. Yeah. We're recording an album as we speak.
Our first session album was last week.
We actually played the first song we played today was one of our brand new ones off the album. So, yeah, we got another... two coming up for you, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
If you guys press it on wax or CD, just let us know. We'd love to have it in the library.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Shall we have another one?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Absolutely. All right. This one is called Sugar Bottom.
Took me.